Courtney's got it here, 102.3 XLC Wes Anley, and we have John Kraniak in the studio with us from Six Flags. And before we get talking to John about everything that's going on at Six Flags, want to mention Best of Gurney right now going on. If you know a business that goes above and beyond, make sure that you nominate them. You could submit your nominations right now. Just go to the Village of Gurney Facebook page, send your nomination via a quick online form. This ends September 13th, which is Monday. And one of the Best of Gurney businesses that was recognized last year was, in fact, Six Flags Great America for paying it forward. So, again, John, so nice to have you in studio, in person, because we've talked to you a couple times now, but it's all been via the phone. So, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
You able to find it all right?
I was. Okay. You know, not too confusing.
Did you walk
Thank
here?
You for asking. I did not. You know, the traffic can be a little daunting.
And well, it's chilly out right now.
I'm glad you said traffic because I have to bring up the fact that Wes and John both live in the same area.
They
drive all the way to Gurney to come to work because what? Because Gurney's got it. See what I did there? Mm-hmm. Did you see what I did there?
Perfect.
And Franklin doesn't, obviously.
That was embarrassing.
They've got us, though.
They do.
Yeah.
They do, John. They got us. They got us. Statues will be built upon us.
Whatever that means. I'm just kidding, guys. I'm kidding. All right, John, big stuff going on at Six Flags. We'll get to the whole coaster challenge because that involves Wes and I. And, of course, that's huge.
Huge.
Six Flags, it's your guys' last regular season weekend?
Yes, we have a bonus day this Saturday. One more bonus day to come on out to the park before we get rolling for Fright Fest.
Ooh.
Yeah, it is. Fright Fest is going to kick off on the 18th. It is our 30th year of doing Fright Fest. I had to double check that. I've been at the park for 27 years. I'm starting to date myself, but 27 years at the park, but this is 30 years of doing Fright Fest.
Can I ask you a really probably dumb question because I probably should know the answer? Did you have it last year?
We did not.
Okay.
So no,
that's
not a dumb question.
Makes it even more huge. We're sticking with a huge theme.
Yeah.
It's huge this year.
So okay.
No, we're really looking forward to it. Fright Fest is always a really popular time of year, and just the fact that we weren't able to get open at all for it last year. So a lot of folks really looking forward to it.
Can I tell you guys something crazy?
Sure, we don't really have a choice in
the
matter.
Okay, so I just turned 34, so I wasn't four going to Fright Fest, but I remember being at Fright Fest probably like around 7 or 8, and I went up to this window, and it was like a fake like fortune teller, right? And looking into their magic ball, and I asked them like if they knew who I was going to marry. And this person told me that I was going to marry someone whose name started with an R. My husband's name's Ryan.
So we have talented people at Fright Fest.
Yes, you guys really do.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys really
some sort of odds thing that they were probably like,
But I mean, what are the odds?
Our names
are. What are the odds?
I don't know. I'd
have to Google it.
I thought you snuck that in just to say that I started there when you were 7. So I don't know if that, but that's part of the story. But
okay.
She's mean like that.
No, I didn't even. I wouldn't even think that you were old enough to work there.
I appreciate that.
When I was 7.
Thank you.
You look about my age. Younger than Wes. A lot younger than Wes.
Doesn't take much.
John, we do have the Coaster Challenge that is coming up a week from this Saturday.
Yep.
So it's all to benefit Special Olympics Illinois. Tell us a little bit about that.
So taking the run out of doing marathons, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're riding a marathon. You both are going to be riding a marathon distance on roller coasters. No. That's good.
It is.
No cringing.
We're still looking forward to this. Halfway to our goal, and I'm not a big coaster rider, and I could see him like really messing with me while we're riding these coasters.
I told him what I was going to do. So my best joke is already going to be gone. I was going to hold some washers and bolts in my hands.
Yeah.
And right as we went to take off, be like, hey, this just fell out of the back of your seat. Put them in her lap.
Okay, we don't encourage that.
Okay.
That'll be okay. That'll be okay. Just maybe isolated.
Fair enough.
We can do that. Yeah. It's great cause,
and we
appreciate you coming out to do it. We encourage the fans to support you and get those pledges in.
Yes,
but and encourage the fans to come out and join us too for it too.
Yeah.
Not too late to sign up and help out.
That's the really cool part about all this too. You guys are opening a couple hours early for us to be able to come in and get a head start on that marathon that we're riding. So I'm looking forward to that.
I posted it on my Facebook yesterday. My nephew has Down syndrome, so he's big in the Special Olympics. So I'm like, this is a something that's near and dear to my heart that I'm all about raising as much money for the Special Olympics as I can. So
It's great.
And a lot of fun doing it.
Absolutely. So I hope people log on and donate to Leah and I's endeavor here.
Yes. Absolutely. Again, like I mentioned, we are halfway there. And even, you know, the smallest donation makes a difference. So please, our page is over at 1023xlc.com. Now, you mentioned a lot of talented people working at Six Flags. I mean, they predicted who I was going to marry.
Yeah. Genius.
Yeah. They were. But you guys are looking for new hires for Fright Fest.
We definitely are. We're having another hiring event today. Let's see. This is a, it's not exactly a hiring event. This is a scare fair.
Oh,
scare fair.
A scare fair, not a job fair, because anyone can have a job fair. We're having scare fairs now, so we're getting all our characters hired for Fright Fest. So
we're having one today. Wes scares me every day at work.
I do. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah, his goal is to give me a heart attack, I think. But
it's a great job qualification.
It is.
You're hired. Come on out.
Yes. Yes.
We'll get
you
all made up.
For a job. Yeah. Perfect.
you got some free time in the evenings, I think, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you're down here already. May as well. Oh, this is a great idea. So how do people go about it if they can't make it today, then?
Go to sixflags.com, find our job site, and go ahead and apply there. You can stop by the park. We're having a couple more scare fairs after today.
Cool.
The 11th, 14th, 18th, doing lots of hiring.
Awesome.
We've got to hire a lot of scare actors to scare all our guests, and it's a fun time. I think it's a lot of interest to come on out, but we're hiring ride operators, we're hiring people for food and beverage.
Cool.
lots of opportunities.
So. Cool. Now, are you campaigning to be nominated again for Best of Gurnee?
We'd love it. You know, it was really special. You know, we didn't have the opportunity to get open last year with the world being what it was.
Yep.
So, you know,
what happened last year?
I'd have to look back.
Okay.
Through my calendar, but
probably
it was something.
Some of my notes. Yeah, I'll have to look.
Repurposing the efforts of you know, the team and being able to help out in the community, the neighbors who had a lot of need out there, was a nice opportunity. You know, so, and not what you do it for, but the recognition was great.
Right.
You know, giving the team members a little pat on the back is helpful, especially nowadays when there's not a lot of pats on the back going on out there. Everybody's working really hard. So, but it was great being nominated, great being recognized. And I would absolutely encourage what you started off with, and go to the Village of Gurnee Facebook page and keep your eyes open, Gurnee listeners, and you know, pay attention to who's doing it right and get someone nominated.
Absolutely. Are there any changes or plans coming up for Six Flags next year?
For next year, we're going to have some fun stuff going, for sure. Absolutely.
Right.
Looking forward to more changes.
Any new coasters? Any new rides?
We're going to rename the Superman Wes.
Oh, Jesus.
That's a distinct possibility.
Yes.
We'll see how you do on Coaster Challenge.
All right,
maybe
that
potential is there.
I've always wanted a ride named after me. Maybe we could get the next ride that they're tearing down. Maybe we could get named
as
after
it's
us
going
for
out.
A season. Yeah.
As it's going on the truck.
Additive. New. Up and up. Let's again, we'll see how you both do.
All right.
Okay.
Perfect.
But keep those washers in your pocket. Let's not.
All right. Yeah, okay. Done. Deal.
Awesome. John, thanks again so much for coming in. Before we let you go with Gurnee's Got It, gotta know, what's your Gurnee go-to?
You know, I really made it over to the Riverside Cafe recently.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. It was really great.
Nonstop. I feel like that's like the last five people have said that.
It's knocked out Gurnee Donuts.
Yes. Gurnee Donuts used to always.
I love Gurnee Donuts.
Okay.
All right. Oh, can I have a bonus
you
one then, too?
Yes.
Absolutely.
There we go.
Yeah, no.
John, again, thank you so much for coming in. Gurnee's Got It continues. And the Best of Gurnee, another winner from last year, going to be on with us next on 102.3 XLC.